Nam nam nam.
Hello!
Genocides, hidden faces, silenced voices, generations with no choices. We're living in dark times. 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 Children die in crowded cages. Millions huddle in tent cities. Guns pointed at school committees. We're living in dark times. 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 Being black, flash floods and private forces, journalists tortured to give up sources. We're living in dark times. We're living in dark times. We're living in dark times. We're living in dark times.
WMFO Medford, 10:03, just about 10:04 in the morning. That's how it works. Time marches on. I'm Mike. Thanks so much for being here on this snowy day, and thanks for hearing my my little dystopian set there. I sort of had that in my mind when I put that together. It included a bunch of older songs, too, which is cool, but it was bookended by New Noise, which I love. The start of the set was New Noise from Christian Montgomery and the Winterkill Band. It's a radio remix, in other words, getting rid of the bad language in American Fire. If you listen, you probably figure out what that was about. That's something we're going through now. Billy Joel from 1980s record Glass Houses, When I Was Alive. That was sometimes a fantasy, as one of my guests commented. People call that his punk album. Haven't heard that in a long time. Also haven't heard the next two songs in a long time. Duran Duran. It's a great song. Absolutely. Planet Earth. Remaster of that, so it sounded good. Missing Persons. I think the lead singer of that was Dale Bozzio, I think was her name, unfortunately. I loved it. 1998 was the Best of Missing Persons, a compilation that came out that was words, and just heard new noise from our friends in Odin Stone, an EP title track to that called Dark Time. So you see what I was getting at? Understand that? I think maybe you do. So I've got a bunch of people smiling at me from across the table. And as usual, I can see most of them. There's a big monitor in my way, so I can't see everybody. But I want to introduce the band Huck 2. Thanks so much for coming in. When you guys talk right into this thing.
Okay, thank you.
It may look like it doesn't like you, but it does. So listen, you guys, the four of you, well, I think it's three of you, right? You had another drummer before when you started.
We did, yes.
Yeah. So most of you have known each other for one hell of a long time.
We all have, actually, because we all grew up together, the four of us in Salem, known each other since grade school and stuff. So, yeah.
So it's Salem, Massachusetts.
Yes.
And you originally formed in 1988.
Yep.
All right, so 1988. So you know each other. So what was it? This is a question for anybody. What was it like when you look at each other now and you think about you're back in 1988? What did you think of each other back then, and what do you remember? Just first thing comes to mind, Harry Z.
Oh boy, you know it's funny when time goes by like this. The amount of years between our first incarnation and this latest. I mean, I know I was a completely different person.
Mm-hmm. Even deep down?
Even deep down, yeah. Right. I was a mess, a train wreck, beer and cocaine.
Well, that's the first of 12 steps, I guess, remembering that and admitting
Dan was pretty stable at that point.
Now I'm a mess. Right?
That's
now
what he was saying.
He's gone the other way.
Yeah.
Harry's always had long hair. And Neil actually wasn't in the band back then, but he was kind of, when we were kids, Neil was the best athlete. He was like going to be the baseball star.
Vicious curveball and smoking fastball.
Yeah. Dan came out of the womb a fully formed adult.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen very often. Congratulations, I think. That's pretty good. So, obviously you were into sports like kids are at that age, but you were in a band and you were in for 4 years before, as happens to bands, you just sort of broke up.
Yeah.
So did you play a lot of clubs? Not clubs, but shows and whatever back then. And in 4 years, it just wasn't working, or you just started life and you had to go do things?
Well, one thing about back then, there were so many more places to play. We had some great venues back in the day there. We had a blast. It was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so why the split?
I think, we probably just outgrew the band. I mean, all of us. I mean, I think we... had hit a peak and realized maybe we weren't going to get the record contract and be rock stars.
The old days.
So what changed 30 years later?
Wow.
I did the math.
Yeah.
2022, you decided to come back to it.
Just had the itch, I guess,
Were you playing in other bands too between that time or?
Yeah. These guys were in Pop Gun.
Okay.
Did very well.
Yeah.
And Dale and I played in a cover band, and I had a couple other little projects, but I kind of got the itch.
I ran into Dan at a club one time. We were seeing another friend's band. This is like in 2020, just before, like 2019, before the pandemic, whenever that was.
Yeah.
And we said, you know what? It's a lot of water under the bridge. We should do it again. And we decided way back then to do it, but then the pandemic happened and put everything off a couple of years, but we kept that idea going, and eventually.
So at that time, everybody had a family, maybe you'd gone through school, you sort of you're adulting now.
Yeah.
And you come back to it. What was the major difference that you saw besides the clubs not being as many
radio is different too, with internet radio. I mean, everything's different, and social media. There was sitting in a room and physically, folding a piece of paper that was a flyer, stapling it, putting a stamp on it, and sending it out to our mailing list. That's the way we used to get people to gigs.
Sure,
and now
or flyers hanging around.
Flyers,
or the Phoenix.
Stamp it downtown, or add in the Phoenix. Though the Phoenix was great because that's when I was in college. I would look up. What shows I was going to go to that weekend.
Yeah. You need a drummer, you could look at the classifieds.
Yeah. But, so it's changed so much in every respect.
Yeah.
But the best thing about the change within the band is we're like all mature enough that we, if somebody...
Why is he laughing?
Well, I don't know. I think we are. If somebody can't make a gig, I can't do that show because I got this going on, you know, family vacation, whatever. You know, we understand now where back in the day, things like that might have led to a brawl.
I imagine like being in the proverbial van traveling around. I mean, I suppose you really get to know each other very well.
Yeah.
And sometimes it just doesn't work.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I think we're more acceptant of each other now.
All right. You know? Well, there's some quotes that Boston Groupie News had about you guys. Yeah. I'll share a couple of them. It said, quote, they're veteran players who play just what the songs need. The riffs fit the songs like a glove. Lyrics and vocals will make the songs resonate above mere notes. Their live set on Crash Course right here for the Ravers reinforce your superior live chops. You guys just love to play, and if you can play live, you're going to do it. Always been that way?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't know what we'd... I mean, really, I just like playing with these guys, these three guys. I mean, that's the best thing. And if you know, I bring a song or Dan brings a song to the band and everyone likes it, to me, that's the most important thing. But next to that, yeah, playing out in front of people is cool. That's why I'm excited for these gigs we have coming up.
Yeah. It's the best thing, right, if you get to play.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, with a sound system, you know, and a sound guy and all that kind of stuff. It's good.
Yeah. So let me introduce you guys since I've been rude and I haven't done that yet. The guy that's been doing most of the talking is known as Harry Z, Harry Zarkadis. Any relation to Peter, who plays with, what's her name now? I can't remember.
No.
You know the guitarist, Peter Zarkadis?
Yeah. His name's spelled a little different than mine.
Yeah.
So we probably way back were.
Way back.
You know, but no.
But you both have the musician gene for sure.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Harry Z, vocals and bass. Dan Lundergan?
Yep.
Vocals and guitar?
Yes, sir.
Yep, nice to see you. Another Harry Sabian?
Yep.
Guitar and vocals?
Yep.
How do you guys distinguish?
That well. Thank you.
I tried. How do you guys distinguish between the Harrys, like just between your, do you have something you call each other that you know which one it is? Because otherwise you're going to get whiplash, because Harry what?
You know,
both of you.
Well, if Harry says Harry in his voice, I recognize his voice, I know he means me.
Yeah. But what if it's someone else, though?
good point.
Yeah.
Which one's other Harry?
Yeah. I guess it depends. Yeah. All right. So that question didn't work. And Neil, current drummer.
Yep.
When did you join?
2 years ago.
2 years ago?
Yeah,
okay.
At the Reformation.
Yeah. Okay.
The Reformation.
Yeah. Cool.
But he was the peak best of the band.
Right. There's always got to be.
Tried out before we even got together.
Way back.
In 1988, when Dan and I, probably 87 even, when Dan and I were first thinking about starting a band. It was me, Dan, Jeff Mars, and Neil.
That's right.
Yeah. So, and we had a couple of songs that actually, like, written a couple of songs, Dan and I, that were going to be on our first demo that we did at Fort Apache.
Yeah.
And so Neil was probably the first guy to play on those songs, and Jeff. And back then, I played guitar.
Okay.
And Jeff played bass. So Dan and I were guitar players. The reason I play bass is because both these guys are better guitar players than I am. So,
okay.
Yeah,
had you ever played bass before? You just picked it up?
No, I just for the band. Yeah.
Okay.
So somebody's got to play bass, so I bought a bass guitar.
Yeah. I mean, the bass can be, the bass is, I mean, as part of that main drums and bass, it keeps everybody in line. So that's an important part of it. I mean, did you find that a difficult thing to do or?
Keeping everyone in line, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So just not personalities. I mean,
no,
just
I
the
mean,
bass.
I mean playing. Too.
All right. Yeah, I mean,
you know, I think I play bass a little bit like a guitar player does.
Sure.
Over the years, it's been more. I'm more like a bass player.
Yeah.
But I used to be more like a guitar player on bass.
Okay.
I think, you know.
And we would be remiss if we didn't mention the drummer you had from '88 to '92, Greg Walsh.
Greg Walsh. Yeah.
Yeah. He was with you in school back then, and
no, Greg was from Marblehead. He wasn't from Salem. It's probably why it didn't work out.
Yeah. All right.
Greg worked with a brother of mine, and we played softball together. I think that's how it all started.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, very cool. I mean, you don't usually see bands that have been together as long as you have, even with a break. I mean, so the camaraderie and the as well as you know each other, I mean, it's got to contribute to the great sound that you have.
I like to think so, yeah. I mean, I can, you know, like when Dan writes a song, I get it. When Harry plays a lead, like to a song I write, I know what it's going to be. When Neil and I, we don't even have to talk about how the bass and drums are going to go together. They just do, you know. A lot of times I'll write a song on bass, I'll come with a bass riff, and Neil just first one right in and can feel it.
Thank you, Harry.
You know, so there's a lot of, you're welcome, Neil.
Have you noticed that that's gotten, that it's changed for the better since you were kids?
Yeah, it definitely has. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, one thing that's probably a big change is I'm not drinking a six pack while we're rehearsing, you know.
There's no beer
in the rehearsal space.
Everybody goes through that, don't they? I mean, right. Everybody goes through that because it's just proliferated. If you go out, I mean, there's a bar.
Yeah.
So you just want to do that.
Yeah. So we're having, we're more serious with it now, I think.
You know,
at least it feels that way.
Yeah. Well, we're going to hear some stuff from the new record. So our audience will get to hear that.
Yeah.
But before we do, let's just talk a little bit about the old days just for a second. You mentioned that, you know, there were so many places to play back then. And you mentioned Fort Apache. I don't know if that's still around.
No.
I don't think it is.
It's not.
Nope.
But it was a great studio.
Yeah, that was where you'd put stuff down on tape. Back then.
We did.
Yes.
You know?
Actual tape. Yep.
And you'd get the tape like the BCN or FNX or whatever. Those days are gone too.
Right.
I mean, there's no commercial radio really.
No. It's a shame. But yeah, we recorded everything on tape. Nothing was digital back in those days. And
we put out cassettes.
We put out demo cassettes.
Great
Expectorations. That was our first demo.
I'm gonna look that up.
Puck 2, Great Expectorations.
Yeah.
I get it.
I can do that.
Yeah.
So you did have some success back in 1991, I see. Yeah. Just before you guys broke, you had a song called Bottled Up.
Yeah.
You still play that?
We do.
Yeah.
We do.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a big song on Boston. ERS had that as like their top 10 local songs of the year in 91. That was like number 5. So, you know, we felt like we were there.
But obviously you weren't because you had to go. Yeah. You said, nope, no more.
Yeah.
And I mentioned before there were so many clubs around that you loved to play. I could list them all. But just, you know, suffice to say that playing out is really something. You've got some upcoming gigs coming up, a lot of them actually. And one of them is a week from today.
Yes.
Saturday the 18th at a great venue. The Worthen Attic up in Lowell.
Yeah.
It's very historical. Historical?
Historic?
Is that right?
Historical.
Yep. I don't know.
I think they both work.
It is. And you're playing with a great band who actually played our first live day, State of the Union.
Awesome.
And they blew the roof off the dump in here.
Yeah, they're great.
They're awesome.
Really good band.
And Satch Kerins, who was here last week.
Yep.
That's a great bill. So that's next Saturday the 18th at the Worthen Attic.
Yep.
That's in Lowell. And then Friday in February the 7th, Kodo, not the new one, quote unquote. It's in Salem,
right?
With the Vic Morrows, and again with Satch Kerins.
Yeah,
that's Friday, February 7th at Kodo, and then Saturday night, February 22nd at the Jungle.
Yeah.
Everybody loves the Jungle. It's in Somerville with Brian's band, the Thigh Scrapers,
yes,
and the Stigmatics. It's a matinee that they do over there,
right?
So yeah, that's really cool.
4 o'clock doors on.
Yeah,
that.
We'll mention those shows again. So, yeah. Do you have any different ways now that you prepare to play than you used to?
No.
Different? Nah, just no. Not really. I don't think so.
We'll rehearse, you know, once before the gig.
Once?
Just once. Yeah, it's rock and roll, Mike, you know.
That surprises me.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
yeah. No, we rehearsed once this week for this. We'll rehearse once next week for that, you know.
And there's home study, too, of course.
Yeah.
When you write a song, who usually does the music? Who usually does the lyrics? How do you get it around?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, in that case, we would practice, obviously, a little more before we played it out.
Yeah.
But for playing, having a set and just got a gig coming up this weekend, we'll run through the set next week, and that'll be good. Either Harry Z or I write the songs. And then we'll run it by, you know, everybody and see what you think, and you got any, you know, ideas, changes. I don't know. It's
Dan's songs are pretty complete. He has like a home recording system on his computer, so he gives us like a finished product.
But during
multiple channels, and
do
you play multiple instruments and you put a drum track on?
Exactly.
And
I always kid Neil, he could be replaced by a machine.
Yeah, sure, he loves that.
During the pandemic, I just decided to learn Cubase. You know, I had a digital audio workstation, so it's not, you know,
I mean, the pandemic
quality, but it's
the helpful pandemic for all the things that it was. It really brought out the creative in everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you were bored out of your mind, but you just had to do something. So much good stuff came out of that,
right?
Creatively speaking.
Right. Yeah, and yeah. It's really helpful. I can lay down like a baseline and say, okay, what fits on top of this? What would the rhythm be, et cetera? And you can fool around and you can reject ideas that kind of stink and you just hopefully come up with something half decent.
So you're going to play some live acoustic stuff for us, and I noticed one of those is a brand new one called Let's Have a Ball.
Yeah.
How did that one come about? Okay.
I was on vacation a couple times last year. And just kind of melded those experiences with my family against what's going on in the world.
Ugh.
And, you know, traveling overseas and hearing what other people think about us, Americans. And,
oh, my God.
Dealing with that.
It used to be so different.
It used to be a lot.
Traveling abroad, yeah. I mean, it
yeah.
was.
Yeah. And so I decided just to say, screw it, let's have a ball. But still understanding there's responsibility and a guilt there, you know.
All right. There's a couple other songs you want to play, too. Another one is Stop the World. Is that from the new record?
It is, yeah. That's a song I wrote some time ago. It's about a conversation I actually had with somebody about everything going on in our country. And so the verse is me, the chorus is him.
I see.
You know, and it's just, you know, can we do better? Some people think yes, some people think no, this is better. I don't know.
You know. Another one is Neighbor.
Yeah, Dan wrote that.
All right.
Yeah, I wrote that about a unhoused guy in my neighborhood. I live in downtown Salem, and I'd see this guy every day, and he'd just be very stoic and have his little cardboard sign and struck up a conversation with him one day, and just it's just about that guy in particular, not necessarily any sweeping statement about, you know, the homeless, although that's an important issue, but yeah.
And Letter Home,
again, it's about what's going on today in American politics. I mean, I think that is a lot of what prompted me to talk to Dan about this band again. Because we've always kind of been that way. I mean, our goal, we always joke, is to write a happy song, you know, like a light, happy, fluffy song. And we never do. At least I never do, and Dan never does. I don't know. I've tried.
As creative musicians, going on with what's going on now,
I
mean, you kind of have to comment on it through song.
Yeah, I kind of do. I kind of look at like playing out or being here as like a little bit of a podium. To say something worthwhile, I hope.
Well,
if people out there don't like it, let us know.
The subject matter in what's going on in the world today must have weighed in on the interesting title that you have for this record.
Yeah.
Soylent Red, White, and Blue. Take off on Soylent Green and...
Yes.
I would think.
Yes, it is. And, you know, it's basically what we're doing to each other. It's like eating your own, you know? It's just like... You know, there's no dialogue. There's only hyperbole and yelling and screaming. And
sure is.
You know, we need to stop.
And Echo Chambers, which is another song.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would have been, you know, the internet has been great for a lot of things, but wouldn't it have been nice if it kind of didn't happen? And everybody didn't get to, like, just be keyboard warriors? And
yeah, no, I believe we, you know, for a while we lived in the information age, and now we live in the misinformation,
sure,
or disinformation age, and it's a big problem.
It's been very eye-opening.
Yeah.
All right, so let's hear some of these songs. Tell me who's going to be doing lead singing and everything, so I can place the mics correctly.
The first song I sing lead on. Second song.
That's going to be "Stop the World."
Are we going to play a song? We're going to play. I guess this is the order.
Play what?
Yeah, all right. I didn't know which order you wanted to do.
Letter
Home?
Yeah. Letter Home. Yeah.
All right, so who's going to sing lead on that one?
Me.
All right, so you keep the mic right where you are. You can move the mic sort of down to your chest so we can get...
Yeah.
Anybody doing background vocals that we need?
Yes, Harry and I.
A little bit, but...
All right, and the drum over there, the box that he's got. Yeah, let's make sure that mic has a chance to pick him up. And I'm going to move this one around.
Okay.
Are you doing any vocals at all?
A little bit, but I'll use this.
Okay, but I'll put this around so we can get it too. So the first one's going to be Letter Home?
Yes, it is. Song called Letter Home. Off our new record, Soylent Red, White, and Blue.
There you go. Okay, Huck 2, everybody, live in Studio A.
Won't you catch every tear that falls from your eye? Holy water, like no other, please don't cry. I will always be right by your side. Don't ever cut your hair and ever say goodbye. Try to take away your every single right. The only thing that's left to do is stand and fight. When you see rockets flying in the sky, leave nothing left to burn, no one left to crucify. Used to live in the USA. Used to live in the USA. Used to live in America. But baby, it's all gone. Used to live in America, an expatriate at home. Yeah.
Huck 2 on Let Her Home. I have to say, what happened?
Nothing.
I appreciate the fact that, given what's going on today, you guys are speaking out through the music. I mean, those lyrics are very hard hitting.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, we try.
No, I mean, it's a good thing, because remember way back in the 60s? Sure you do. I mean, yeah. That's what the music...
Well, I don't exactly sure remember do. The 60s.
Well...
I was.
You know
was
of the music in the 60s.
I was just a baby.
Yeah, I was not here in 1960, but 62 is when I came about. But yeah. I mean, you know, that's what it was. There were bands back then were much more socially conscious and speaking about it.
Yeah.
So what you're doing is good.
Well, I have to say, you know, when I first started buying records in the mid 70s, a lot of the bands, a lot of the records I bought were from the 60s, whether it was Dylan or The Doors or The Who or whatever, Beatles, you know, and they all had a certain amount of social conscience. So.
Yep. Well, we need that voice. All right, the next one you're going to do is the one called Neighbor, which is the gentleman that you saw in your neighborhood. All right, once again, everybody, live in Studio A, Huck 2 and Neighbor.
Word. The cardboard sign lies. What do you want?
look away. He stares forward. I could spare the chain. Avert your eyes. Go on your way. Maybe take a stand. Summon the brave. The crush of time says save it for another day. Just enough not to offend. Guess he fell through the cracks. My neighbor sees me. I look away. He stares forward. I say not today.
I knew exactly where you were going with that, with the gentleman outside, and yeah. Once again, you know, you musicians are storytellers. You guys are doing a great job. I appreciate that.
Yeah, thanks. And I often wonder about that guy. I haven't seen him in a while, and you wonder, did it end up good for him? Did it end up not so good for him? He hasn't been around, so.
Yeah, it'd be good if you could. If he knew, maybe it wouldn't be good if you know the song. But yeah, still, Stop the World. Another kind of a comment on what's going on. Who's singing lead on this one?
Harry Z.
Okay. This is Huck 2, Stop the World, live in Studio A.
Would it be a cry for sight? I could turn black to white. If I could turn white to black, tell me, would you take it back? Do you know what's going on? Sing another song. You can run and you can hide. Surely burn inside. Walls will crumble, statues fall. But in the night you crave it all. You're living with the Holy Ghost. Can you hear him call? You hear him call, they call. I can't stop the world from. I can't stop the world from. I can't stop the world from. Fall in. Such a crazy game, playing who's to blame. Well, everything just falls apart. A silver bullet to the heart is what the people need. It's how the greedy feed. It's every church's creed. I sit and watch pretty babies bleed. But I can't stop the world from. I can't stop the world from.
2, Live in Studio A with Stop the World. I didn't want that one to stop. That's a great song.
That could just go on forever.
Yeah, I mean, well, yeah. It's a great message, but it's a earworm.
I hope so.
That's a good one. That's a good one. All right, one more to do live. The one we talked about when Harry Z went on vacation.
Yeah.
And all the stuff that's going on and the changed perception of Americans out there. Let's have a ball.
All right.
All right.
Sorry.
Mediterranean, hanging with the lovely dead Homo sapiens. Planes keep falling out of the sky. Pour me another glass of that wine. Kiss to every boy, every girl. Spinning, spinning all around the world. Let's have a ball. Let's have a ball. Ball. I don't ever want this party to stop. Only want sun, rain, we don't need a drop. We're gonna party all through the night. Don't make it wrong, don't make it right. Kiss to every boy and to every girl. Spinning and spinning all around the world. Let's have a ball. Let's have a ball. Let's have a ball. We want it all. Yeah, yeah. Caribbean, drinking a bottle of good St. Julian. We're gonna party all through the night. Don't make it wrong, don't make it right. Here's to every boy and to every girl. Spinning and spinning all around the world. Let's have a ball. 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 Let's have a ball.
All right, I got to give you a nice round of applause here from me to you. Nice job, you guys.
Thanks, Mike.
I really like those. Those are all on the brand new record, right?
Except for the last one.
Except for the last one. Oh, that's going to release.
Brand new one.
You're going to release. You know,
we're going to go in the studio this year with Minahan again, record some new stuff, and that'll be one of them.
It'll sound better with real drums in it.
Well, yeah, we should say the instrumentation here has been Neil on one of those cool little box drums that you sit on and play.
It's called a finger breaker.
Is that the official name?
Yeah. That's
and is it New Englandy finger bank breaker?
Breaker.
Yeah. Breaker. Yeah, very nice. We had Harry Z on vocals and bass. Harry Sabian, did I say that wrong this time?
Sabian.
I did it right the first time. Damn, guitar and vocals. And Dan Lundgren and vocals and guitar right here live. That was really nice.
Thanks, thank you.
That
appreciate
was
it.
Great.
Thanks for having us.
So before we play some stuff that you've already recorded, talk about has his name, Hawk Tube, been with you through the whole time?
It has.
And where did that come from? What does it mean? Please explain.
We threw around a whole bunch of names early on, and we were kind of standing around one day, and somebody spat in the sidewalk. And, so.
Figured that was as good as anything else.
Yeah, okay, sold. Yep.
Really? I didn't know that it was going to be something like that, but that's...
Yeah, well, we were a little punkier back then, I suppose, or I don't know what you call it, but...
Yeah, you know, there's a whole thing that came out last year with that kind of sound.
Yes, yes.
But it has nothing to do with
nothing
that.
Nothing to do with that.
Nothing to do with the Hawk 2 girl or anything.
Not that
like
I thought of that or anything.
No.
No.
All right, so I do have the new record here. We want to play some songs from that.
Cool.
And we picked a bunch of them. These are the order that I have. I have Evelyn, Lost, Soul Sucker, clean version, and Echo Chamber, clean version.
Yeah.
Tell me about Evelyn.
Boy. So I once saw a picture, I think this was like pre-internet actually, of this woman named Evelyn McHale, who had jumped to her death from the top of the Empire State Building, and she landed on a UN staff car, a Cadillac, you know, and every bone in her body, I guess, was broken. But she looked very serene and lovely on top of this crushed-in Cadillac.
How did you see this?
I can't remember. I can't remember how I saw it originally. And then I always had it in the back of my mind, because this happened like in the late 40s, early 50s.
Okay.
And I always had it in the back of my mind that that'd be a great subject for a song. Then when the internet came about, I actually was able to find like her suicide note. And it was kind of, not that the, just the fact that she did what she did is crushing, but the note was even more crushing. And it told a very sad tale of basically somebody who couldn't be what she wanted to be or thought she would be because of the box that women got put in back then, in 40s and 50s, you know, have babies, no career, just be happy as a housewife. Hmm. And she didn't want to do that, but she didn't want to embarrass her family, so she killed herself.
Oh, wow. How terrible.
Yeah. And I thought that would be, once I found that out, a great subject for a song.
Okay. And Lost, what's that one about?
Lost, I guess it's kind of the, I don't know about healing, but the comfort that music can bring to a person.
That's so real. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, started with the frustrating work environment that I happened to be in at that particular time. And then there's a lot of other things, the nonsense that you see floating around out there on the interwebs and
feeling lost.
And then, so at least temporarily, you can get lost in a groove and, you know, feel a little better.
Okay. Soul Sucker.
Self-explanatory.
Yeah.
mean, is it about somebody with an orange tinge?
It is in my case, but it could be about anybody in your life who's, you know, in a powerful place over you and, mm-hmm. you know, doesn't do right by you.
An echo chamber, I understand.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so at 10:43 in the morning here at WMFO Medford, I'm going to try and get all of those songs in.
Awesome.
If I can, starting with Evelyn. Now, this is from the brand new record.
Could you play some Peanuts Christmas music?
No.
Because it's snowing out and stuff.
Yeah, I know. I wasn't supposed to do this so much. Well, it's kind of stopped,
Christmas
isn't it?
Time.
Yeah, that's all. That's done. No more. Soylent Red, White, and Blue is the album, and this one's called Evelyn. The first one we'll play from the record right here at WMFO in Medford.
Awesome.
Boy, the board's just acting weird.
We'll be right back.
Are you coming from a thousand miles away? You don't care what you do or what you say. I see the streets you walk up paved with gold. I see the streets you walk up paved with gold. You've got a guilty heart, your blood runs cold. If you're one thing or the other, you're a no good creep, you're a soul sucker. I saw you walking under lovely skies. Saw you walking under lovely skies. You wear a black disguise. If you're one thing or the other, you're a no good creep, you're a soul sucker.
Disappear, and I will turn today, then I'll hear
played. That was Huck Two, our guests that have been here for the 10 o'clock hour. Let me tell you all the songs that we heard. Started off with them playing live here in Studio A. We heard Letter Home. We heard Neighbor. We heard Stop the World and Let's Have a Ball. Those are all from the brand new record, Soylent Green. No, see? Soylent Red, White, and Blue. Too clever for me.
It's made out of people.
Yes, it's made out of people. 1973 movie?
I think that's about right.
You're eating people, yeah. Yeah, and then from the record itself, we heard Evelyn, Lost, Soul Sucker, and Echo Chamber.